Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, April 15th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Democrats introduced legislation to expand the Supreme Court. The vice president plans to visit Central America, but not the southern border. The founder of Black Lives Matter responds to critics of her impressive real estate portfolio. A new poll ranks Washington, D.C. the worst place to live in the USA. Also ahead, the three things that may bring down the Biden administration. But first, Democrats in the House and Senate unveiling new legislation that would add four justices to the Supreme Court, bringing the total number to 13. Their vision is that Congress would pass this law, Joe Biden, the president, would sign it, and then Mr. Biden would appoint four progressive liberal judges. Well, that's not going to happen. But the fact that Gerald Nadler, the far-left congressman, and Senator Ed Markey, the radical-left senator, want it to happen should send a chill down everybody's spine. Now, it will fail because Americans do not want the radical left running the Supreme Court, and I do not believe that Congress will pass this legislation. Even if it does, it will be challenged legally, and the Supreme Court, as it is today, would have to make the decision, and it will not rule in favor of 13 judges. Vice President Harris announcing an upcoming tour of Guatemala and Mexico as the immigration crisis escalates at the southern border. More than 150,000 foreign nationals enter the USA illegally every month at this point, and that figure is expected to rise. The vice president saying the trip will address the, quote, root causes of migration. Yeah, she's going to solve that. One of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter Global Foundation, Patrice Cullors, has accumulated millions of dollars in property. She's been criticized because she's a Marxist for doing that. So she says, quote, terror by white supremacists in an effort to discredit and harass me and my family is what's going on. Sure it is. A survey by YouGov says that Washington, D.C. is the worst place to live in America. No argument here. In a moment, President Biden has three huge problems. Right back with that.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Three things that could bring down the Biden administration. They are massive government spending and aggressive taxation. That might very well harm the economy and certainly will hurt consumers. Open borders. Everybody knows that situation. And finally, woke fascism, and that's what it is. So all Americans are facing those three things. Let's discuss it for a moment. Always in this country, we have had citizens too lazy or selfish to pay attention to the common good. During the Revolutionary War, historians estimate half of the colonists supported King George. They were called Tories. Today, you can visit a street in Cambridge, Massachusetts called Tory Row to see where some of them lived. Others died with ropes around their necks. The rebels were an impulsive bunch. To support King George, you had to accept unlimited taxation by whim, total dominance over your private life, and subservient allegiance to an unstable monarch in London who didn't give a fig about you. Remind you of anything? Right now, President Biden is as clueless as old King George. He actually believes that boycotting the state of Georgia is a positive step. Against every piece of evidence available, Mr. Biden thinks his border strategy is good, even as hundreds of thousands of migrants pour into the USA. And then there are the massive tax hikes Mr. Biden is willing to impose because American taxpayers are going to have to support millions of foreign nationals, as well as stop worldwide climate change. Yet according to the polls, about half the country think the president is doing a good job. As I reported last week, socialism is on the rise in America, and Joe Biden is not going to fight that. He, of course, already has his, and now in his diminished state, he has morphed into a woke social justice warrior fighting for the disenfranchised. Well, that's not going to work, as the majority of Americans like their lives and don't want the calloused hand of a powerful central government holding back their ability to achieve true independence financially. That King George thing again. But resisting the Biden calamity, and it is a calamity, is not going to be easy. Millions of voters are buying into the nanny state concept and may be willing to sacrifice personal freedom for a guaranteed life outcome, as paltry as that may be. And then there are the neckbenders who can't stop looking down at their devices. Many in this crew have created a fantasy world that totally blocks out what's going on in the real world. The combination of the give-me's and the clueless device addicts has allowed the progressive movement power. However, I believe the chaos trifecta will eventually destroy the Biden regime, perhaps as early as 2022, the midterms. And it can't come fast enough. But like way back in 1776, only half the country knows what's going on. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by actually writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where we do a TV broadcast every night. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 66 years ago today, a failed salesman and former real estate agent opened the doors to a brand new kind of restaurant. No seats, plates, waiters, or silverware. The menu consisted of just three items: hamburgers, French fries, Coca-Cola. That was it. On April 15th, 1955, Ray Kroc unveiled the first McDonald's franchise in suburban Illinois. Today, there are 38,000 locations in 100 countries. Here's the story. During World War II, Dick and Mac McDonald opened McDonald's Barbecue in Southern California. In 1954, Ray Kroc was on the road selling milkshake machines. He stopped at the McDonald's restaurant after seeing a line of hungry locals stretching around the block. The Chicago native looked around and then convinced the brothers to start a nationwide franchising operation. Thus, the McDonald's Corporation was born. The team opened hundreds of locations within a few years. In 1967, an owner in Pittsburgh wanted a bigger burger, specifically for adults. He added another beef patty and an extra bun. His 20-year-old secretary jokingly called the sandwich the Big Mac, Within a decade, it would be the most popular food item in all 50 states. 23 years later, as the Cold War came to an end, McDonald's opened its first location in Moscow. A crowd of 35,000 hungry Russians gathered to taste the Big Mac for the first time. Today, McDonald's remains the top fast food chain in the world and one of the largest real estate holders on earth, just behind the British Crown and the Catholic Church. The corporation sells 3 billion burgers each year. That's 5,000 every minute of every day. And here's something else you might not know. Before launching McDonald's, Ray Kroc was once friends with another iconic American. During World War I, 15-year-old Ray lied about his age to serve as a Red Cross ambulance driver at an army camp in Connecticut. Sitting in Kroc's passenger seat was another teenager from the Midwest. The kid's name? Walt Disney. Back after this.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.